Hello, you are listening to the 77th episode of True to Size.
This is why we get our guests to do the intros. What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode 77 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Hello.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Hi there.
What's up, guys? It's been 3 days since we last recorded.
Really?
Kinda, yeah, we recorded on Friday, right?
On Friday.
Yeah, it was a short week, you will.
That's good.
We do have a pretty full show for having it only been 3 days, so that's good. I was worried we'd run out of content.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to see the return of Sneakerheading for Dummies.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to talk about a celeb who dropped 30K plus in one shot on sneakers. That's it.
Soft, bro.
Baby money.
Yeah,
and our main discussion is going to surround sneakers in the mainstream media. But first, Alvin.
Fire round.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Mr. BLEE0305. BLEE0305, if you will.
Hello,
from
Blee.
Toronto.
Blee, Blee, Blee.
Yo, Wagwan, fam.
That's it. He says, welcome back. Just finished listening to episode 76. And his question, how did you guys pack all of your heat? It looked and sounded like you guys had way more than five pairs each. Any tips on packing sneakers for traveling or packing techniques?
Yeah.
And what do you prioritize on which sneakers to bring? Comfort, looks, etc. Good question. So we'll start with the person who brought the most pairs with them, Alvin.
Yeah.
What did you bring with you, Alvin? Why don't you list off the pairs, including the pair that you wore there?
Yeah.
Okay. So the pair I wore to Orlando were the Atmos Air Max ones, the elephant print.
Yep.
In my carry-on, which is where I suggest you put all your valuable sneakers, were the Air Jordan 1 Royals and the Sean Wotherspoon. Sean Wotherspoon. And then in my, like, in the luggage, I had, like, a pair of flip-flops or whatever. I probably could have brought another pair of shoes, but
I was going to say, you didn't bring a comfy pair, like a running shoe.
That was the Skyline.
So that was like,
didn't even know if it was going to be comfy, to be honest.
They weren't. I didn't like them. Well, I mean, I like them, but they're not comfy.
But I was just hoping that they were comfy.
So you brought four pairs total then.
Yeah, but at the same time, like in my Shines, I had the Lunar Line midsole. Sure. I mean, Insole.
From Chuck 2.
Chuck 2.
Yeah.
So that made them like extra comfy.
Yeah.
And then
also would recommend also for the Shawns because of that velvet insole. It didn't get the best smelling after the end of the day in Florida. I can tell you that from my pair.
I haven't smelt mine yet, but
yeah. Yours were definitely fine. Mine, I kept the velvet insole or whatever it is inside.
Oh, you kept that in there.
Yeah, I forgot to change it. The first time, actually, that's the second time I brought them to Orlando. The first time I remembered to change them for that exact reason. I was like, these are going to smell like shit. It's probably going to leave like a footprint shaped
like
mark on the insole.
Yeah.
I didn't get that, but it did not smell the best after the end of the day.
Oh,
sweaty
I didn't even
foot.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So you brought four pairs and then the Skylons you picked up while we were there.
Three pairs. Yeah, and then the Skylons. Well, flip-flops, right? Those
don't count. Yeah. So three pairs plus Skylons that we picked up when we were there.
So I put them in my like hard case carry-on.
Okay.
The one with the wheels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could probably fit four pairs in there.
In your carry-on,
depending
right?
on your shoe size.
Yeah.
I know in my duffel, I've been able to fit like four solid pairs like in a good size duffel, and you could use that as a carry-on too.
Yeah.
Joel, what pair did you bring again?
I wore the Atmos Elephant there.
Mm-hmm.
I brought the EXP 14s for walking.
Your comfy shoe.
Yeah. So I wore those a lot. What else did I bring? Flip flops. which is necessary.
Yeah, necessity. Yeah,
I think I wore those the most.
Yeah, I don't even know what else I brought. I think that was it.
You only brought two pair, and then you picked up the Skylines.
And then I picked up the Skylines.
And the X90.
Yeah, and the New Balances.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think, well, I brought the Shawns too, like I mentioned. And then I also brought Flyknit trainers as my comfy shoe. Mm. And then just slides. That's all I brought, I think.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
yeah. Shawns.
Yeah. And then I picked up the Skylons while we were there. Mm. Yeah. So how do you guys pack your shoes in your suitcases? Like you mentioned, you put yours in your expensive ones in your carry-on.
Like the good ones.
Do you just kind of throw them in there, or is there like a system?
I have. I usually, you know how sometimes like clothing that you buy, if it's shipped to you, it comes with like a nice big Ziploc, depending on the brand.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have some from Quality. Shout out to Quality. They don't plug us, but it's okay.
We'll plug them.
I love them, so it's fine. Mm-hmm. But they have like these, I bought the hoodies off of them, and they have these like huge ass like
Ziploc bags.
And they're thick. Nice. Like they're really nice. They feel nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're literally like big enough to fit like a pair of shoes. Like exactly.
Oh, okay.
And when you close them, it's kind of like not airtight, but like it's fairly tight. Still. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like in case you shouldn't have any liquids in your carry-on. Mm-hmm. At least that's where I put mine. But just in case something spills or whatever, at least they're protected.
I didn't think of that.
That's true.
And then the expensive ones in the carry-on. And then if you have like a lighter pair of shoes, like your comfy shoes, put that in your luggage, because then because they're light, they're not going to make a difference to the weight limit. You know what I mean?
So checked luggage. Yeah.
That's also a reason why I put it in my carry-on, because shoes weigh more than clothing.
Very true.
Yeah.
Joel, how did you pack your shoes? Similarly, or
like pretty much similarly, but without the bag. I wore the Atmos, so I packed the EXPs. I just like bundled them up in clothing. Mm. And then I just like stuffed them in because they're so light.
Yeah.
And they're so flexible. And I didn't really care about.
You can squish it up.
Box smashing. Mm. So I just squished them in the knapsack, which was my carry-on.
True.
So I put them in there along with Jomar's stuff. So all of our sneakers were pretty much on either the carry-on or like on ourselves, like on our knapsacks.
See, I'm even learning this stuff now because I usually honestly just throw them in. The carry-on usually, just because it fits a couple pairs of shoes more precisely.
Yeah.
But I don't bag them, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I kind of just squish them together, like reverse them,
like
toe to heel, and just like shove them in there. Mm-hmm. Do you guys prefer, like you wore Atmoses on the plane. Mm-hmm. What did you wear on the plane?
Atmoses.
You wore Atmoses as well. Do you prefer you're traveling on a plane to wear, you're bringing a comfy shoe and a nice shoe. Are you going to wear the nice shoe or are you going to wear the comfy shoe on the flight?
I don't know, because it was Canada Got Orlando, I had to be fresh. You know what I'm saying? But on a regular, like, usually, to be honest, I almost brought a pair of threes, because literally whenever I travel.
That's what you always bring, right?
I always have a pair of, like, Jordan 3s. Whether it's, like, white cement or black cement, it's always, like, a pair that I would have. Mm-hmm. But I thought about maybe, like, because Lawrence always said, like, oh, the Olets are dope.
Yeah.
They were dope. I just chose to be responsible and not purchase all the things I wanted to purchase.
Yes,
but
it was, yeah.
And I just thought about like, you know, I knew I would have to bring souvenirs. I figured Sash would have to like buy some mugs.
Yeah.
And she did.
And she bought many mugs.
She bought like another collection home.
Many mugs.
So
many.
I figured that would take up the weight. So I was like,
God, that's true.
I held back, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to have a pair of shoes for every day.
And you guys
week,
still had too much stuff.
Yeah, real talk. Oh my God.
And Joel, you preferred to wear the quote unquote nice pair of shoes on the plane rather than pack it.
Yeah, like I wore them just in case because like I haven't traveled in God knows how long. So it's been a while since I traveled. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear the Atmos there. And on my way back, I wore the.
You wore
the New Balances.
Oh, the New Balances.
I wore those because those are just super comfy.
Yeah.
Dope.
And, you know, I just packed my Atmoses on my carry-on.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, just like with you, we were ready to like grab another luggage just in case because Jomar went ham. Like,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's good for him because he's set for the whole year.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
For school.
He is super set.
Yeah. So it's like.
No growth spurts. Okay, Jomar?
I know, for real. No, he grabbed like half size up just in
dope,
case.
Dope, dope.
So he's all right. But like all of his stuff, we had to like pack in the luggages. So we bagged those and wrapped them up and, you know, just in case and whatnot, stuffed them with like socks and stuff.
Yeah. And, so you don't crease them.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For real.
Facts. But oh yeah. That too. I put, I put the...
You left the...
Stuffing or...
Yeah, you left it inside?
Whatever.
See, I didn't do that either. I don't think of anything.
Just because, like...
I literally just... Even my Sean's just squished them together. Yeah. Like, I was like, gotta make space.
I couldn't, man. I put them... So, I packed them like they're in a shoebox. I put them
I did it like that, too. And then I just squished them.
And then I just... Because I don't know whose hand... Just in case, like, I had to, like, check in my...
Your carry-on.
Carry-on. I don't know who's handling that.
Someone's about
to throw it. So if it's like, if they're throwing it, like, it's going to be like all smushy.
They chuck it around,
So it's like, I'd rather just have it like safe and just put the stuffing and all that other shit.
That's very true. I've always just been under the impression that I want to pack like the nicer pair of shoes just because, especially on a plane, like when you're reclining back, you're falling asleep, you're putting your feet like in all different positions and crossing them and stretching out. And I just always had the image that I would like stretch out and it would like hit something under the seat in front of me. And I would like cut it, rip it, like something. Yeah. So yeah, I opted to squish it and shove it in my carry-on. That's much better, right? That was a good question though. Thank you, Blee0305.
If you
would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. We're running out of fire round questions again, by the way.
We'll put up a question. We'll put up like
we'll put up a thing. But if you have one, please let us know. We tend to get to them pretty quickly because we forget about older ones. So if you tell us about one this week, it'll probably be on next week. Next up is the CGS picks. Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Cayute.
And because these guys don't have their phones out with the page open of their pick, I'm going to go first because I'm always ready. My pick this week, going off of many other picks I've made in the past, comes with auto-lacing technology because I'm a sucker for it now. It's one of my new things, is the Nike Adapt Huarache. So it's a very futuristic take on a Huarache. Like if they didn't call it a Huarache, no one would be like, hey, that should have been called a Huarache. Like there's, I don't see any remnants at all of the Huarache in this shoe. I don't know where they came up with the name or how they decided this is Huarache, but it is. So it's a, it's essentially a slip-on shoe with a shroud over the tongue. Obviously it's laceless and it's got like the wires going up and down the sides into like a cage, which is where the auto lacing gets pulled down into. And it's got the same two buttons on the outsole that the Adapt BB has. So you press the buttons or you could also use the app and it can tighten the shoe. The colorway of the first one is a bright, bright, bright yellow, canary yellow. And it's got like, it almost looks brown. I think it's black, but it's like translucent black. So on the yellow, it looks brown. Just like caging and accents. I don't know. They're definitely interesting. They definitely look super futuristic. I'm not sure why it was called a Huarache. Just because, like I said, there's no real inspiration that I can see.
To be honest, though, like the actual Huaraches, you never needed laces. You know, they came with laces because the sock...
I guess it's like elastic.
It was so form-fitting and it was so tight that like my laces were tied, but they were, they weren't, I never needed them.
I could be wrong, and I usually am, this, but I think that was the idea of the Huarache in the first place, wasn't it?
Probably.
I think that's what Huarache means in some weird language. Something, something to do with like it fitting really snug on your foot, something like that. So maybe that's just the name comes from that idea towards this shoe. I don't know. But they are cute. I doubt I'll buy a pair because they come with a hefty price tag of $350 USD.
That's soft.
Sure.
Are you saving it for a sneaker shopping episode?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do, but now you spoiled it, so now I can't buy them. So sorry, I'm never going to buy the shoe. Just cute for me. Joel, go ahead.
Okay, so my pick was the... hold on a second.
I even gave you time.
I know. I was looking at the Huarache. That's why. It's the Jordan 4 Winter Loyal Blue. It's got hints of the Encore, the M&M 4s. It's got that. I don't know. It looks like it's leather.
Yeah.
The upper.
I think it's like it winterized.
Yeah. So it's like that blue. The netting, they changed it to like some sort of mesh kind of looking material. And it goes all the way up to like the tongue and everything. But it's exactly like the M&M 4s. The only difference is obviously the branding and whatnot, but the I guess the mud guard or the side panel of the shoe or the sole, the outsole, it's that black. But you know, I can already see like people soul swapping these and customing them, and you know, changing everything to make them look like an M&M 4.
Easy, so much cheaper.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But these are winterized, like I said. It's got felt lining inside, I guess, to keep your toes warm.
Ooh, toasty.
The outer looks like it's, yeah, like that leather that we're talking about. Yeah. It looks like it can sustain the elements and whatnot. But probably these, won't. Probably won't. But these drop December 2nd. I haven't seen a price tag on them yet.
I think the winterized ones are usually like 20, 30 bucks more. So
yeah.
I'm going to guess
200 US.
I'm going to guess like, 280 Canadian probably.
Something like that, something crazy. But yeah, these drop then. These are really super cute for me, but I don't know if I'll scoop them.
This will be a telling example of who actually likes M&M 4s.
Who doesn't?
Because if these sell out, that means that people are like, "Yo, this is the closest I'm gonna get to an M&M 4."
And yeah. Really, and they're like gonna re-release them.
And then they'll imagine. So yeah, we'll see. I wonder if you're a fan of the M&M 4, do you have to buy this? Think
right? I wouldn't.
No.
To be honest, the first time I saw them, like I took a quick glance and it looked purple.
It's very dark
blue. Lights. The blue looked purple for me, depending on the light. Mm. And I was like, "Oh, another Raptor!" Like if you said it was a Raptor 4,
that's true.
Like and all it was purple with red. A
hint of red. Yeah. I was like, "Oh, damn, those are dope." Because you know how they're re-releasing like the OG, or they're gonna use the OG jerseys or whatever.
Yep, yeah.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh, that's dope."
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I saw winterized, and I kept looking at other pictures, and I was like, "Oh, it's blue." But depending on the light, though.
Yeah.
But like if. Had this been a Raptor 4, that would have been a cop.
Yeah.
That's how the Raptor 4 should have looked, but that's a whole different story. They should have been purple, but that's whatever.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
I think everyone thought
but it's
so,
okay.
Except for the designer of the shoe.
Apparently. And on the back heel tab should have been the old school Raptor.
Yep. Or claw or something. Yeah.
Get at me.
That'd be crazy.
Cut the check. Alvin, go ahead.
All right, so my pick was the YCMC, not YMCA.
YCMC.
X New Balance 990 V5, entitled Loyalty. You already know I'm all about loyalty, but these shoes are pretty dope too. So essentially, it's the gray 990 V5, but the mesh is red, and it's got hints of like navy on
navy,
it.
Navy, yeah.
So I did some research. Just because I was like, what the hell is YCMC? Like, it should be YMCA. Like, what are you guys doing? So YCMC is actually a store. Oh. And these guys have been around for 70 years.
70?
Yeah, 70 years in the Maryland area.
Sounds like a
They started,
land.
I hope so.
It's very merry.
Man, if they've been around for that long, they're definitely doing something right.
Think they're single? No, they're probably married.
Who? So they originated out of Baltimore City, they're still around. These shoes are dope, man. Like, obviously New Balance, obviously good quality.
Yeah.
Dope color blocking. Like, I definitely. These are already out, by the way.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now. I could add it to cart if I wanted to.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Huh. And they're 200 USD, which is probably 280 CAD.
Yep.
Which is like pretty much retail for the 990
normal.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And for a collab, like, damn, like if you didn't raise the price for a collab, might as well.
Mm-hmm.
These are definitely still made in USA kind of like vibes. And yeah, man, just that color blocking is dope. If they go on sale, I might try to cop them.
Yeah.
These are like a, if they go on sale, scoop.
Sale scoop.
Yeah, sale scoop.
It's funny because when you speaking of like Raptor 4s, when you first sent this, I thought that the laces were purple. So I was like, whoa, Raptor New Balances.
Let's get the season started.
That would have been actually dope too, yo. That would have been like a dope colorway too.
Gray, so. Red, man. With purple laces.
Purple laces.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the Raptor 990s just needed some, like a touch of white.
It was too, yeah.
Like the midsole was all black. Like if you
that
just,
crushed me. If it was a white midsole, I probably would have bought it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's okay.
It's all right.
New Balance, cut the check.
Cut the check. Please, somebody cut the check. Shit. spreading ourselves thin here. Next up is This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. A couple of things to touch on this week. So as I'm sure the entire internet saw last weekend, Jordan Brand officially unveiled the Air Jordan 34.
Yeah.
So I'll get your guys' early thoughts on the shoe in a second, but we're just going to cover the tech because it is a pretty techy shoe and the background a little bit. Better so be. The latest model will put a focus on only what the athlete needs in a performance-driven basketball shoe by stripping away non-essential material from the upper, boasting a textile material to keep the shoe as light as possible without sacrificing its structure. So it's introducing a new technology called the Jordan Eclipse Plate. So it's a tech featured in the midsole, which is formed by two PBAX pieces, whatever the hell that is, along with a Zoom Air unit in the forefoot to help the athlete's foot explode through their first step. The 34 is also the lightest basketball shoe ever created by Jordan Brand. So a size 9 weighs 13.1 ounces.
Oh. True.
That's really light.
Yeah,
incredibly light. Wow. I think the first couple Nike Frees were like 7 ounces.
Yeah.
So double a Nike Free and you that's have a basketball shoe. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. On the outsole, it has like underneath, it says J4 to 34 and then 2.89 to 2019. So February 1989 to 2019.
True.
Because it's the 30th anniversary of the Jordan 4. So they're kind of paying homage to that. Ooh. And they drop on the 25th. So in 2 weeks from today.
October?
Of September, sorry.
Oh, okay.
September 25th.
Dope.
Yes. So it's going to be worn by a bunch of the signature athletes. I would imagine Zion's going to wear it because he was the one who unveiled it.
Well, he did do it through a leg dunk.
Did you see who took that video?
Anna.
It was Anna.
Was it?
Yeah. The one that was on Soul Collector and everything. To the bed. It was at friend of the show, A to the bed.
She's smart and she took a slow-mo thing. That's
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool video.
That was a cool video.
So, what do you guys think of the shoe? Go ahead.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm sure performance-wise, it's like, it looks like a really good basketball shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
You don't like that? Like, aesthetically, you're not a fan of it?
No.
No?
I mean, I guess I might have to see more colorways.
Mm-hmm.
Because same thing with the 30, was it 33? Or 32?
33, maybe.
Maybe 33. When I saw more colorways of that one,
yeah,
I was like, oh, these are actually pretty dope. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to test them out and try them out for ball.
Yeah.
But aesthetically, like, I don't know, man, I'm an old school guy. So like all this new school, like basketball shit doesn't really faze me. Keep like I'll simple. Literally just wear it for ball.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go try to wear it with fucking sweatpants and shit. So like appearance to me doesn't matter.
That's true.
I'm interested to see how that little, like
the hole,
the little window slash hole kind of feels.
Yeah.
Just cause I know, like if there's anything like you feel it. If there's a rock in your fucking outsole, if there's like a rock in your sock, if there's anything in your foot, like you'll feel that shit, right?
Yeah.
So it's like,
so if there's not something there,
I guess you'll also feel it. I guess it's going to help disperse the weight.
I think it just cuts down, on the weight a lot.
So
there's a hole in it.
Yeah. That's the thing. I don't know. I'm a bigger set dude, mm-hmm. like hella big.
And not as big as Zion though. Think about that.
I think we weigh the same though.
I don't know, man. Zion is huge. I think Zion's
I've been working out too. So
nothing against you, Alvin.
Muscle
but
weighs more than fat.
I think Zion is bigger than you.
That's fine. At least someone's bigger than me. But I don't know, man. We'll see. I definitely want to try them out, though.
Yeah, I agree. Joel, what do you think of them?
I don't know, man. I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I read up also that different heel counters are used on like
the each shoe. Yeah.
So they switch it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
With the tech itself, it looks pretty cool. I can see a lot of a lot of ballers wearing these. It's definitely something new and something fresh. I don't know.
Are you guys happy how do you feel about them straying away? Because the 31 was based on the Jordan 1. The 32 was loosely based on the Jordan 2. Jordan 3 was pretty much just the heel tab, I think, was based on. And they're kind of, they continue to stray more and more away from the inspiration of the 30th, whatever, however you want to term it. Do you want to see them like discontinue that whole idea, or just like, is the homage okay that they did? Like, I mean, they just did the, on the outsole, they did a little bit of a thing, and
yeah, do small things like that, or do a colorway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Colorway would be cool.
But I feel like with Jordan Brand coming out with the 34, I think they're going to come back as one of the most worn shoes.
Yeah.
In the NBA.
Yeah.
I could see that.
It's a dope shoe. Like, tech wise,
yeah,
I still don't like it, like, yeah, aesthetically,
yeah,
but,
oh, yeah, yeah,
like, for the tech, like, I want to see how it performs, and I want to feel
how just it because it's so intriguing how it looks, yeah, right? It's, like, so different, and that's probably that's how they're going to get people to try it and buy it,
yeah,
because everyone's going to want to know how does that feel,
yeah, and with the shoe being that light, like, I want to know how the cushioning is,
yeah,
too, yeah,
definitely, you know what
I mean? So it's just, like, definitely intriguing,
I agree, yeah,
what are you, Lawrence?
Yeah,
I'm a same thing, I'm kind of unsure about the aesthetics,
yeah.
Just because of obviously we've only seen them basketball wise, but on a basketball court they do look cool and they are eye catching, especially in some of the other colors they revealed, like that one that who was the WNBA player who wore that turquoise looking one? I don't know who it was, but she wore a really cool colorway of the 34, and it looked really cool. I don't know if I would say I'm happy that they're straying away from the homages to the older models, but it definitely limits them in terms of design and tech.
The
31, it's a better looking shoe than it is performance wise for sure, and that's just because if you're trying to make it look like a Jordan 1, that wasn't a very good basketball shoe. Well, it's not now, it was at the time. So you're definitely limited. Like, imagine they tried to make it look like a Jordan 4, it would have to be mid-cut, it would have to like be flatter, like it just, there's a bunch of things you would have to do to make it seem like it looks like a Jordan 4. So yeah, I think the odes to the older models with small touches is good enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. So next up, sneaker shopping has a new spending leader. So if you're not familiar with sneaker shopping, it's a complex run YouTube program where they take celebrities into consignment shops, Flight Club, Stadium Goods, whatever, and they just buy stuff. And I always wondered if it was their own money, but I'm pretty sure it's their own money, like the celebrities' own money. I'm sure they're being paid to be on the show.
They might get paid to be on there, but I feel like it's, yeah, same thing. It's still their
own
money.
They're not being paid X amount. They're not being paid what they spend. They're probably being paid a couple racks and they spend like 10 grand, so. But if you got it, you got it, right? So the previous leader was Neymar Jr., who spent $18,600, which in itself is quite a bit of money.
That's tiny, man.
That's a lot of money.
He bought some good stuff.
I can get a lot of shoes. Yeah. I can get a lot of shoes for $18,600. But the new champion on the newest episode of Sneaker Shopping was crowned, and that is Offset, who bought 27 pairs. Thank you. 27 pairs of shoes, and spent $31,333 U.S. Where is it? I think it was Flight Club. They were at.
Was it? Was it Stadium?
One of the two. Same thing.
It looked like Stadium.
Whatever. They're both resellers. So, 27 pairs of shoes. I think Alvin has a list of all the shoes that he's going to lightning off. But yeah, like, I didn't even know that he was into shoes like that.
Honestly, with some of these episodes, I lose and gain respect for some people.
I know what you mean.
Because, like, yo, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm a sneakerhead. But, like, Kate, not to sound like an OG or, like, a fucking old dude, but, like, when you say you're a sneakerhead and then you don't know
The basics
or what the sneaker is called or just anything.
Anything it's just at all. Like,
yeah.
Like, there is some people who go on the show and then completely embarrass themselves.
Yeah, sure. Man.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And they buy like a couple of newer releases and then they're on their
yeah.
Way.
Oh yeah, you know, I like the old school Jordans and stuff. And you buy fucking Yeezys. Like,
yeah.
Chill, bro. Like you
Adidas stop, Yeezys.
Stop faking. Yeezys. Yeah, like. So I mean, I definitely like gained respect for some people. Like Offset, I like with his selection. I was impressed, man.
Go ahead, Alvin. Hit us with the list of 27 pairs of shoes that Offset bought.
So. All right, let's do this. So we got SBTG, Nike SB Dunk Lows, Slam City, SB Dunk Lows, Huff Nike Dunk SB Highs, the Ferris Bueller SB Highs, the Jordan Countdown Pack 12 and 11, the BMP Pack. I love that pack, PS.
Yeah,
and so does Shaheen. Shout out to Shaheen.
Old Love, New Love.
Old Love, New Love Pack, yeah. He got the Green Hemp Dunk Lows. Damn.
Yeah.
Air Jordan 6 Pistons. That was questionable.
That is a questionable choice.
Air Jordan 1 Gucci. That makes sense because he's, you know,
a rapper.
Yeah. he got the J2K or Air Jordan 7 pack, like both shoes.
Okay.
He got the Infrared 6 pack. Mm. A premium pair of low Air Forces. Didn't really matter, whatever. Goofy Boy Dunk SB Lows. So I guess he's trying to bring back SBs.
SBs.
Or you're trying to hop on SBs.
He likes Travis Scott.
Yeah, probably. The Air Jordan 5 Burgundies. Love those.
Yeah.
And then he got the Air Jordan 14, like cool gray. It's like gray with like hints of like
the blue, whatever, navy or whatever. Yeah.
Air Jordan 5, the Raging Bulls pack.
Okay.
Crazy pack. Air Jordan 7 Miro. Mm-hmm. The Air Jordan 14 Dark Cinder. AJ 5 Grape. AJ 10 Steel. AJ 1 Shadows. From 09. Ooh. You had to say it's from 09 because that's when you know someone knows what to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that, you know. He got the Air Jordan 20 from the Countdown Pack. Huff Air Force Ones. Love those.
Mm-hmm.
Air Jordan 4 DBs. So Dornbachers. The Air Jordan 4 Georgetown PEs.
He dropped $7,800, I think, on that one alone. Wow. Yeah.
And then the last pair was the Air Jordan 13 Ray Allen PEs.
Wow.
Holy crap.
I was impressed, man.
So when you say you found respect for him, it's obviously because he bought pretty much nothing new.
Mm-hmm. Nothing
this
new.
This sounds like the newest thing he bought was that Georgetown PE.
Yeah, that was
And that's like still crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he bought... I didn't really listen to what he was saying, but he was talking about some OGs and it sounded like he knew what he was saying.
Yeah.
But I was more impressed with the SB collection that he has now.
Yeah.
If you never had SBs before, the SB collection you have now is bananas.
For real.
Yeah.
Like those Slam City joints, like the Huff joints. Like, damn, man.
He done good. He done good. Either he knows what he's doing or he has very good taste. Either way.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm impressed.
Gets a check mark from the show.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys also go to Stadium Good / Flight Club and spend $31,000 on shoes? Or which?
No, I, no. I would still try to find a deal.
I go to ODTO.
Yeah,
definitely hit up ODTO.
Plug.
If one of the consignment stores offered layaway or something, I'd definitely go there
too.
Yeah, I'd still be hitting up NetMag. Like, can I trade you some plus
cash? Oh, hell yeah. I don't know. I'd still rather see the $30,000 in my bank account than...
For real.
Oh, absolutely.
On my shoe shelf. So if I could spend that slowly and still accrue like a good collection, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, if we just won the lottery, then fuck yeah, we're doing it. You know?
Very adult answers, everybody. Yeah. Next up is Previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. And it's only been 3 days. So if you guys bought something and we don't know about it, nothing. Okay. Nah. That's what I thought. Yeah. next up is errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we will let the world know that we goofed. Following up from last week, HQ Inc., Harrison Koo from Toronto, hits us up again and says... Listening to the new episode, and I got a couple things, so sit back and relax. We're always relaxed. Here. He says, number one, y'all write about Chris Bosch. Totally forgot he shat on us. Fuck that guy. That is correct.
Yeah.
Yo, appreciate
He also says, number two, I think Rizzy talking about changing into a beater shoe to drive in, so thumbs up on those cases. I drive in a beater superstar. I think we knew what he was talking. I wasn't talking about an actual race car driving shoe. Were you guys?
No.
Yeah.
I know.
And we're still thumbs down on driving shoes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I get it.
Yeah.
He says number three, if Rizzy is talking about a race car driving shoe, then I'm thumbs down. I don't think anyone thought he was talking about a race car driving
like
shoe.
Like a beater.
Yeah. I just don't have a pair of shoes sitting in my car ready to drive in. I think the idea is you don't want to crease it. You don't want to get that scuff on the heel.
Not even the heel, too. Like, it's that driving, if you're wearing a high cut.
On the toe. Oh, too,
if you're wearing ones.
It creases.
It creases the back. Because
you're bending your ankle.
The back. Your back heel. Back panel.
Oh, by the ankle?
Your
foot.
Your heel counter.
It creases it.
Yeah, heel counter.
Which is fine. I like it.
Yeah, I really don't care enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely get it. Yeah. Like, I know people go as far as to put a towel down so that when you bend your foot back, you don't get, like, the little...
That line.
On the heel.
Yeah. That little bit that turns black. After.
Yeah.
That just tells you your car is dirty as fuck.
That's
too,
all
though.
It means.
Just clean your car, Rizzy. Rizzy, just clean your car.
Clean your mats,
my
bro.
Car is dirty as fuck, for sure. I get that all the time.
Clean your mats, and you won't have to buy another pair of shoes to drive in.
You don't wear these driving shoes.
Yeah. Troy Alexander hit us back up after last week when we tried to call. I tried to call him out for saying catch up. He says, "Bros, my EEE was from episode 75. I am caught up. We just couldn't find it in the episode." So my bad there. And then the last one comes from Kieran Coyle. It's been a while since our bruv from down under, up above. He says, "Man, you guys are all thumbs down on driving shoes. Everyone's really triggered by the driving shoes, apparently." He says, "We must get into the bottom of this. Living in the UK, I try to get away every few months, and I will drive a few hours to a place for the holidays. Without fail, I've been donning my Adidas Aniki Pride pack. Great driving shoe, comfortable, low cut, etc. And once we arrive at our destination, they don't get worn again until we drive home. Do you guys not choose a driving shoe at all?" Nope.
I mean, I usually, if my foot gets uncomfortable, I just take off the shoe.
I would just be barefoot or sock.
That is a weird feeling, though. I don't like it. The last time we drove to Montreal, like way back.
Oh, that's the last time. I do it all the time. But that's the last time I did it.
Mm. And it was weird, man.
Like Flintstones kind of thing.
Yeah. It feels very weird.
It's just, there's nothing between.
You feel one with the road.
Sure, or one just with your whip.
Just your toes just on the gas pedal.
It just feels weird.
Because you don't have to bend your whole foot to press the gas. You can just crunch your toes and push the gas pedal.
Just curl your toes.
Yeah, you just curl your toes a little bit. I actually don't do that when my foot gets sore or something, like because of the shoe. I get it when I know it's hot and my feet are going to smell. I take them off before I get to the destination and crank the AC on the foot setting.
Dry
the feet. With the AC, shoes back on, boom.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, it is a weird feeling driving with no shoes on.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a soul poll on that one. Driving with no shoes.
Yeah.
So do we have to explain thumbs down? I think we just did.
No, I think we explained it. Yeah. That's why I threw it in here. Mm-hmm. So he also says, "P.S. Just listening to this while building a changing table with my second baby on the way imminently."
Ooh, nice.
"So keep these podcasts coming. I'll need them more than ever." Soon.
Got you, bro. Uh-huh.
"We will certainly keep them coming. Congrats, Kieran."
Yeah, hella congrats, bro.
Jeez. "If we are collectively not the godfather, then there's a problem." But that's just a difference.
You'll just be like Filipino and have like 1,000 godfathers, but only one legit one.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But we are the legit one, just so everyone knows. Just in case anyone's listening and wants to know, we collectively as a team.
Yo, if you mess with Kieran's son, it's over. Or daughter.
We'll be over there.
It's a wrap.
We'll be over there ASAP as possible.
Yeah.
The godfathers.
We'll be there in 8 hours.
8 hours.
Next up is thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. Just inspired by the whole Offset thing and shopping at the consignment store, which we could not decipher. I thought it was Flight Club, so that's why I chose this one. My thumbs up or thumbs down topic is Flight Club. Alvin.
Up.
Joel.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up for me, too. Wow. We're boring.
I thought you were going to say no. I thought you were going to say thumbs down.
Well, I can't explain it. So, off air. After the show, we'll discuss it. We cannot let the public ear hear it.
Yo, so you can hear what he wants to say.
I'm full of things to say. Next up, back from a brief hiatus, Sneaker Heading for Dummies. So, this week's Sneaker Heading for Dummies seems kind of basic, but I didn't know it wasn't basic until today. And I was like, I need to throw this in the podcast. Mm-hmm. So today, Jill was talking to me because she just started her semester back because school is back. Shout out to everybody who's back in school this semester. And she said, what did you say?
School is back.
Okay.
Back again.
School is back. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. School is back. School is back.
You could tell we're pro school.
Oh, God. Yeah, we love school. School actually has an ad on this podcast. So Jill was texting me. She's looking to buy textbooks because school is back again. Mm-hmm. And she's like on Kijiji because she doesn't want to pay the full price. She doesn't want to go to the bookstore because that's just expensive. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple different prices, but there's one that's like really close to her house that she wants to buy. It's posted for $50 and I'm like, okay, offer 30.
Yeah.
You obviously, it's Kijiji. Like, it's no Kijiji, one says, yeah. I'll take it for that price. Yeah. Like, you're not on Kijiji for that. So I'm like, offer 30. And she's just like, how do I do that? And I was like, what? And I was like, message them and say, hey, will you take 30 for the book? Uh-huh. I can meet you at Humber North or wherever is close to you, whatever. And I didn't realize until that point that it's not really common knowledge for a lot of people. And I'm not going to say kids, but like a newer generation, some of this stuff is a little bit more foreign to them. Not saying that my girlfriend is from another generation, because that would be weird.
She is Filipino, though.
But just like the whole communication thing, like I always got really upset when people would come at me if I would post on Facebook or Kijiji, just like completely had no idea how to speak to another human being about anything.
50 Cent?
So like, all right, Joel, because I feel like you've posted a lot of and sold a lot of stuff, Supreme and other stuff on Facebook. Mm. You're trying to buy something on Facebook. You see an ad. Mm-hmm. Where do you go from after you see that ad? Like, you want to purchase their item. How do you go? Like, it just seems like it's so arbitrary, but at the same time, I feel like it's not. So we're going to go through it.
There should be like a message tab where you can like message them.
I didn't mean that arbitrary.
If you have a mouse, it's the right click button on the mouse. But no, like hit them up, man. Like be like, hey, like, you know, I'm interested in it. You know, if you want to offer them like something lower, offer them something lower, and you know, just be like, hey, I'm interested in it. This is all I got. You know what I mean? I'll come to you.
Yeah.
So you want to hit them up with how much you're willing to pay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to hit them up with where you're able to meet.
Mm-hmm.
More pictures if you need it. Like, just talk to them like they're a regular person, obviously, because they are. They're not a freaking robot.
Yeah.
So, Alvin, the day of comes, and you're going to meet up with this person who you were able to find the messaging tab on Facebook.
Yes.
You were able to type in the text bar.
Yes.
The day comes when you're about to meet them. What happens that day?
Well, before the day of, the night before you're supposed to meet them, just hit them with a, hey, just checking in. Want to make sure we're still good for tomorrow. If it's a yes, ba-ding.
Ba-ding.
If not,
didn't have it ready.
Then you don't have to worry about it. But even like the day of, I would say like an hour or two prior to, just be like, hey, just want to make sure we're still good to go for today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then even like when you're on the way, like I'm the type of individual who just like wants all the bases covered.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure.
So like even when I'm on the way, I'd be like, hey, listen, I'm just leaving work right now. Mm. I'll give you an ETA. The ETA is like half an hour.
Yeah.
So I'll see you then. We cool?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Mm-hmm. And then once you get there, it's like, hey, I'm outside.
Yeah.
Obviously try to do it at a public
location. You have to do it at
location.
A public
always.
Place. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, man. Mm. Unless you look like me or Joel, man.
Then you could be in dark alleys.
Try to do
you guys
something.
Live. You guys live in dark alleys. So.
I once did a transaction right at the teller, right at the subway station.
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Right at the change
table. I've done that too.
Me too.
He didn't want to pay to leave the station.
Same.
So I was like, hey,
you didn't
want
to pay to
there.
Get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck
so
that.
I just gave him one shoe, and then he gave me half of the cash. And then I gave him the other shoe. He wanted the box.
And he ran. No.
He wanted the box. And then, you know, I just did it like little by little until I got like all the money, whatever. But yeah, it's, you know, you gotta do it like in a public place.
Yeah. I've done the same thing.
The turnstile.
Now they have a 2-hour transfer window. So we're not going to have that problem anymore. So we're good.
Yeah. Especially if you have a Presto, you're good.
Yeah. You're fine. Okay. So what about as posting something? Like, you want to post something for sale. Mm. How do you communicate? Like, let's say you're posting it on Kijiji. What are the steps you're taking? Like, how are you posting it? Making sure you're posting it properly.
So, Kijiji is a horrible example because people don't read shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
too.
They don't.
Assuming in a perfect utopian world, people are reading what you're writing.
Yeah.
What are you posting and how are you posting it?
In the title, so that when people search,
it
pops up. I usually put the size. Mm-hmm. Of what it is, and then the brand, and then the name of the shoe, just so that like people will search Air Max. If you're selling Air Max 1, it'll pop up, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're just searching size 11, if you have it in the title, if you have it in the description, it'll pop up just because of like search engine optimization or whatever they call that shit. And then in like the description area, I just reiterate what it is, like the status, not the status. condition. The condition, the price, whether it's OBO or best offer or not, or firm. Sorry, that's the other one, right? Firm. And then where I'm located, where I'm willing to meet up. And then on the very, very bottom, I add like tags because I cheat.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's what I do.
So pretty much anything that anybody would need.
Yeah, any details, extra pictures, like take the pictures, all the pictures you can beforehand and try to post it if you can, because it saves you like less, even though people still ask.
The stupidest.
The exact picture that you have on there.
Can I get it upside down on the roof?
But facing north. I want to see it with different lighting. I'm like, dude, I had flash on and there was a flashlight on it. Yeah, but like, I want to see. Okay. Then don't bother me.
So when someone hits you up and they're an idiot, are you the one who's like, okay, never mind, fuck this? Or do you still try and go through forward with it?
Me?
Either of you.
Kuzzle, you go first, man. I need to calm down a little bit.
If I get like the weirdos and that message me, like I once got this message where it was like, I think it was a pair of like Olive Nines that I had for sale. And he was like, this is my dad's favorite shoe. He's in the hospital right now. It's his only wish to have these shoes. I can trade you like a Gucci belt buckle and like have some new era fitteds and, you know, $20 cash. And, you know, it's like, do I go with it or or do I continue on and entertain him? And that's what I did. I just entertained him. I'm like, yo, so what's wrong with your dad? Like, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, like, if you get those kind of questions and whatnot, don't waste your time, man. Just move on to the next, because guaranteed you're probably going to get hit up a lot for whatever you're selling, right?
Don't, like, sell to the first person.
Don't sell to the first person, man. Do not sell. Like, always give yourself, like, a time limit.
Yeah.
Like, I want these out of my hands by Friday.
Yeah.
Or I want these out of my hands by next week. That, just so that you have that, I guess, that cushion of selling, whether you can get, like, more for what you're asking for or just what you want. Because guaranteed, these guys are going to lowball you.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
And if you get that, though, like, be polite, but also just be direct.
Yeah, for like, real.
Yo, sorry about your pops, but I'm strapped for cash and need the cash.
You know.
I'm selling this shoe, by the way. Yeah.
Are you still interested or what?
That's it. Just be straight.
Yeah. Well, usually when people hit me up and it's like, that's just because I'm like, I feel like I'm stush when it comes to like selling shit. Like, especially when I can tell it's like some immature, like, I don't want to use the word child, but child, like messaging me over Facebook. And they literally just like, they're, it's a one word message and it just says like, pics. Or it says like 180 question mark. And I'm like, what are you even talking about? Yeah. Like I've posted 7 shoes for sale. Like, what are you even saying? Yeah. Where are you from? Yeah. Like if it were me, like, you know, you comment on the post that they posted it on, like, hey, I'm going to DM you. I'm interested. Then you DM them and you say, hey, what's up, bro? I'm interested. Like, you don't just pics. One, like, what, like, it's just, I don't even reply. I'll block them. I'm not even.
I leave you on red.
Yeah. I don't even leave. I don't even open it. I can see that's like a one word stupid ass, or like your caption says meet in Brampton, and they'll say like, yo, can you come to Toronto? I'll buy it right now. And I literally just would block them.
Nah.
Like, don't even give them the time of day.
Nah.
I guess I'm not the best one to discuss communication with everybody then, because I just won't do it. I will not communicate with you. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And we had some delicious Filipino breakfast.
Some langonisa.
For dinner today.
Some tocino.
Some fried rice.
Some itlog.
Some eggs.
Yeah.
So, and it was provided by the one and only Joel Hernandez. So that means he is the bringer of the NSR question this week.
Okay, so last year, we had, for like NBA kind of thing, we had Jimmy Butler, Drew Holiday, Montrezl Harrell, Karl Anthony Towns, Jared Allen of the Nets. They wore the ninja style headband.
Ooh, I know where you're going.
Jomar just recently picked up the ninja style headband on our trip.
The most important of that
list. To Florida, yeah. Yep. So now the NBA is banning, or they're saying that it's not a part of the team uniforms for this season.
What you got against Japanese?
What do you guys think?
Ninjas.
I was surprised they allowed it to begin with, to be honest. I know, like, so yeah. I mean, it sucks, but I'm not surprised if that's an acceptable answer. Like, I, when I saw it for the first time, I was like, they can do that? Like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
Like, the NBA is super strict.
NBA logo on
Yeah, the NBA is super strict with, like, anything. Yeah. Like, you can't even wear a Supreme shooting sleeve, and it's an NBA shooting sleeve. So yeah, I'm not surprised.
No, me neither. Because at the same time, it's kind of like, you look like you're wearing a bandana.
Yeah.
And that can go like, oh, it's part of the thing.
That's true, yeah.
It distracted me.
With that thing dangling around.
Yeah, because it dangles and then it flies. Like, you look like a ninja.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It looks cool if you're dunking and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But after that, it's like, okay, cool, man. Just wear a regular headband. And does it even actually moisture wick like it does? Like, I understand it's like probably improve. Dry fit.
But yeah, that's about it.
But... Mm-hmm. Come on, man. At the end
it's
of the day,
pretty much sheerly for aesthetic. No, it has aesthetics. Not,
it looks cool,
not
man.
A lot of function to that headband.
It looks cool, but also looks stupid.
Joel, how do you feel?
I feel like, I don't know, I didn't really like it at first, but then, you know, it started to grow on me. But then, you know, I read this, and then Joe Mars had like all these tryouts that happened, and the amount of kids that wore Under Armour made their own ninja style headbands.
Oh, they were word. Just
cool.
Wearing them. Like, there's so many kids wearing them. And it's just funny to see like the influence.
That's crazy.
Of one the NBA season. Players, yeah, yeah, just one season.
Wow.
So
well, by the time Joe Mars in the league, they'll have changed the rules, so it's okay.
Tell him It'll to be a fine. Tell him to be a trendsetter and
break out the do rags, yo.
There you go. Next up, promos. Still, just one promo from us this week. It is the new sneaker expo coming to Toronto this year in October. It is called Sneakerhead TO. It is taking place on Saturday, October 5th from 12 to 7 p.m. inside the Metro Toronto Convention Center. This week, they actually let us know. Very, very cool news. They've expanded it into a whole festival.
Yeah.
Is what they're calling
cool.
it. Fest. Just a very wide range of things going on there. Yeah, so they're man. Also going to have music, live mm-hmm. music. They're going to have a breakdancing competition.
What? That'll be
and
dope.
They're going to have a skateboarding competition.
Crazy.
That's dope though.
It's very cool.
Yeah, man.
I think it's nice that it's expanding into a bunch of different things and it's going to capture a wide variety of interests and audiences.
And they all still mesh.
Yeah. They're all connected yeah, yeah. in some
within
way
the
for
community.
Sure.
Like, mm-hmm. like skateboarding, you got SBs, you yeah. got like skate shoes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Break dancing, like hip hop, like
yeah.
I mean, self-explanatory.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If you didn't know that, then I don't know what rock you've been sleeping under. Yeah, man.
Listen to Joel talk about anything. But yeah, it's definitely very cool. So if you're interested in buying tickets for the expo / festival now, yeah. I guess we'll call it.
Yeah.
They are still announcing musical acts as the show draws closer.
Ooh.
So keep your eyes peeled to their Instagram, which is sneakerhead_TO if you're interested in tickets. www.sneakerhead.market. So our main discussion this week is going to be inspired by something that I saw. I think it was Sunday morning. So Sunday morning, the NFL is back, if you guys weren't aware. Mm-hmm. I know Joel is super aware
oh,
because
yeah.
he's super into that.
Yep, yep.
Maybe we should talk about no. AB, maybe we'll talk about him yes. after, off air. That's pretty crazy.
It was all in the plan.
he's on my Patriots, so I'm
yeah.
good with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so during the pregame show on, I think it was like the NFL Network or whatever, like early in the morning, like because I was busy almost all day on Sunday, I couldn't watch a lot of football. Mm-hmm. Around like 11 o'clock, I'm watching just like pregames just because like I want to watch something football because it's been so long since the freaking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And a commercial comes up, like commercial break comes, and in front of me on Sunday morning, primetime-ish, I guess, is a StockX commercial. Yeah.
What?
So they're like shuffling through a bunch of like grails with like someone talking over it, like mm-hmm. the one place in the world, 100% authentic, the only place to get a blah, 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 blah. and just like going through a bunch of things and like flashing like Off-White Prestos, this yeah. hype shoe, this, that, breads, yeah. whatever, boom, boom, boom. And I was like just sitting there like straight faced, like, what am I watching right now? Like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was shook. And then I thought about it, and I was like, this obviously isn't the first time I've seen
no.
sneakers in the mainstream media.
Didn't happen last year, though? Didn't StockX have a spot on, like, something major?
Probably.
Did they have a spot on Super Bowl or some shit?
Potentially, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they had commercials last year on TV mm-hmm. on the mainstream media as well.
Yeah. like other examples that I could think of just like while I was thinking about it, because I was like, yeah, like this, it seems, it's still weird to see.
Yeah.
Mm. Especially for people like all of us who have been in it for so long, back when it was like an underground, like no one even, like we, people thought we were crazy. People still think we're crazy. But just this year, New Balance had actually had a radio commercial for the 990. Back when they were bringing out the V5, they had a radio ad for the 990.
Yeah.
And when I heard it the first time, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And they had it on 680 News. So I was like, okay, it makes sense. They're selling a dad shoe on 680 News. Whatever. All right. but even if you think about news stations showing up to sneaker lines and interviewing people, and it like shows up on the evening news that there's a sneaker coming out tomorrow and there's 100 kids on in line. Or when ODTO opened, there was a ton of coverage for that, and possibly just because it's right behind a news station building.
Yeah.
Or even still, like when eBay has their commercials, they always post like, I think the most recent one they they had on TV, it was like the most hard to find things, sold out everywhere. You can get them here. And like they showed like a Supreme box logo. Yeah. On TV, and I was like, what the?
Yeah.
I know that thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, can you guys think of any other examples where it's just been like straight in your face, like billboards, anything like that, that it's just like in front of you? Like, it's never been like this. I mean, it's still growing, but 5 years ago, that's unthinkable.
Yeah. Well, the new Foot Locker commercial features like a wedding and everyone's in sneakers.
Like on TV?
On TV.
Really?
I saw it on TV, yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
It's that one where it's like a black couple and the guy, they're both wearing Air Maxes and whatever. It was cool.
I never saw that one.
But it's like now you're, I guess sneakers, like for me, sneakers at your wedding was always niche for like the sneakerheads. But now, because it's on like TV and it's like more spread, it's like, oh, you know, like I feel like more people are going to do it or like whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. Cause I feel like if it wasn't sneakerheads, it was Chucks.
Yeah.
Like if you were a sneakerhead, you wore some obscure like Jordan 11
or like some stupid, some like
crazy
sneaker.
Or some crazy like grail that you were waiting to your wedding to wear. And if you weren't a sneakerhead and you were wearing sneakers to your wedding, it was Chucks.
Yeah.
Like that was just the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like now I guess it's more accepted, if that's the word, in a way. But yeah, there's that. I was like, okay, cool.
It's just weird, right? Which Air Maxes was it? Like some like 90s, cool,
like the newer 97s.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't like something like basic. Like it wasn't like an all black 90. Like it was.
No, it was like a colorful. Like it was those the ones with the ribbon, like the Nike ribbon with all the sushis and.
Oh, okay. The Have a Nike Day, right? Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Maybe. You know where it says swoosh instead of the swoosh. It's the word swoosh.
Oh, yeah.
The bride was wearing those ones.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the...
I don't remember. I know what you're talking about, though.
But yeah.
Joel, can you think of any examples where you've seen it just like where it shouldn't... Not where it shouldn't be seen, but where you're not used to seeing it? Like,
The only thing that can really pop in my head is just the whole New Balance billboards that they're putting up for Kawhi. Like those ones, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
I've never even thought I'd ever see that again, like ever see that at all. And it was just, I don't know, it was just like, wow. It was just one of those like wow factors, like, you know what I mean?
And it was like huge coverage.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
From a shoe brand.
Yeah. From a shoe brand. Yeah. New Balance, right?
Nuts. So like when you guys see this on whatever, on road, like you're seeing a billboard or you're seeing a commercial, you're hearing it like randomly on the radio. How do you feel about it? Like, are you like, hey, like I'm into that shit? Or are you like, uh-oh, like, I don't know how I feel about that being on the radio. Like, how does it make you feel? Because when I first started seeing it, even still, actually, maybe not still, when I first started seeing it, I was like, hey, like, I like shoes, and now they're on the news. Like, that's kind of cool. Like, I'm in line, and someone's coming to interview me. Like, oh, cool. Like, all right, cool. I'm doing something that makes more sense now.
Yeah.
But now I see a StockX commercial, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, that's just another 100,000 people who just learned about StockX, and the culture is going to grow through StockX, rather than the streets. And that's not how you want it to grow.
No.
How do you guys feel? Like, how have you felt and how do you feel seeing all this stuff kind of pop up nowadays?
I don't care anymore.
No?
Because, like, if you see how we do it, like, that's how you get, like, the authentic, like, individuals who are actually in it, mm-hmm. or like passionate about what they're doing. And it's like, if it grows, it grows. If not, whatever. Like, half of these kids, like, will wear, like, these, quote unquote grails that they get off of StockX, and they'll sell them afterwards anyway. So it's just like, it's whatever to me, man. I don't care anymore. Like, it's gotten so big where it's just like, fuck it. Like, I know who.
I know. Say, I know who I am.
I know who we are.
Yeah.
I know who, like, I know who we fuck with. I know everyone who, like, we mess with. Mm-hmm. And I know how they are with it. And I know how they respect the culture. And I know how, like, they're very passionate about what they're doing. So it's just like, anything on the outside, I'm like, cool, welcome. But, like, if you peace out in, like, 2 weeks, I don't give a fuck either.
It's, yeah,
like,
that's true.
You know, do your thing. Like, I'm glad you were in it. I'm glad you got to see it. Mm. But, you know.
See you real soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be back, yo. Like, as soon as Kanye wears some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, for real.
Like,
you'll be back when it's cool again.
Yeah. So it's like, it got to a point where it's just like, I don't give a fuck. Like, before, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, shit. All these motherfuckers who don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Like,
because that's honestly how I feel with a lot of things now. I'm like, same thing. Like, I'm like, fuck. Like, Dunks are getting cool, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, just because I know how the world works now, and when something is trendy, it gets beaten into the ground, mm-hmm. like a la Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich. Like, yeah. they had to discontinue it because it was so popular. Mm. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
It was so popular, they had to stop selling it. Like, the world loves trends, and now it's like, okay, Dunks are trendy, and I'm like, shit, like, there goes the neighborhood. And I was right. Like, look at the prices of Dunks. Like, friggin' Offset bought Ferris Bueller's for $837, something crazy.
Crazy
USD, and I'm like, I have those sitting in my fucking closet. Yeah, like, I got them for $200 Canadian. Like, what? I don't understand. It doesn't make sense.
No.
So yeah, I'm the same way that I'm still like that, where I see something starting to pop off, and I'm like, fuck, like, damn it.
Yeah.
That's fine, though. Like, I see it in a sense where it's like, you can either tell them to fuck off, you don't give a fuck, or you can take advantage of them and be like, here, buy my $800 Ferris Bueller. You know what I mean? Like, I'm done with, like, oh, fuck these motherfuckers. Like, I'm more about, like, oh, okay, these are cool again. Like, let me take advantage of these guys. And or if not, I'll just keep my collection and flex.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, either way, like, you're never going to be at this level unless you're Offset. But, like, it's whatever, man. Like, fuck, man. If they want to come into the culture for, like, 2 weeks, let them come into the culture, see what it is. But I know what you mean, how, like, it sucks that they're getting it through StockX, because StockX is
whatever. I think we've had the discussion before. I don't think I or you guys or a lot of people, I don't think anyone actually dislikes StockX. Mm. I think it definitely serves its purpose.
Yeah.
And it provides a service. Mm. And it can be really good. Like, accessibility is, bro, you can't match it. Like, it's an app on your phone. You can fucking, literally any shoe you can think of, you can buy it on StockX right now. It's about having the money. But it's what it's turned everything else into. Like, it's made the size of a shoe has changed. Like, I don't even remember when this happened, but like 10 years ago, it didn't matter what size your shoe was, that shoe itself was worth a certain price.
Yeah.
And now a size 11 is worth $300 less than a size 8.5.
Yeah.
And I'm the 8.5 and you're the 11.
11 boys.
Yeah. So obviously it goes both ways.
I love StockX.
I love StockX when I want to sell something of mine. Like, all right. But yeah, so that's the other side of StockX, where it's like, what the hell happened?
I see that too, man.
Joel, how do you feel when you see this kind of stuff in the media? You see it, you see the billboards, you see all this kind of stuff. Are you like, hey, that's my hobby?
I'm the same way. I'm the same way, man. It's like, at first, it's like, wow, that's pretty cool. But then when you sit and think about it, you're like, oh shit, there goes like the neighborhood kind of thing. And you know, like, you got to do you, man. Like, take advantage of the buyers and whatnot, and jump on that hype train, man, because that's all it is, man.
Yeah.
It's just hype, right?
Like, I remember, this is like way back now, but there was like, I don't know why it's eBay, but there was older eBay commercials, or no, it was actually Apple commercials, when it was an ad for the MacBook Air or something like that, and they were like slapping stickers on the back, and they put a Supreme sticker on it, and it was like an Apple commercial, and this is like, 8 years ago, maybe. It's like super old. And I was like, I remember pausing, because this is when PVR was new, pausing it and taking a picture. Because I was like, Supreme is on TV. What? That's so cool.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh God, Supreme is on TV. Shit. So do you guys, overall, do you guys think this is good, bad? Alvin said he doesn't care, but if you had to choose, is it good or bad for the culture? What do you think? Because I think it goes one of two ways. It goes, it's good for the culture because it's exposure.
Yeah.
Like Joel said, everyone on the hype train, because that means that the brand's going to keep pumping out dope shit.
Yeah.
Because they have such a high volume of people to please, or it's, there's such a high volume of people to please, and then brands don't pump out the dope shit. Yeah, no. So what do you guys think? Is it good or bad in the long run? Because it's, what was once an underground hobby is now a very large contingent of people who share the same interest, and it's not underground anymore whatsoever.
No. Yeah.
Good or bad?
I'm probably going to say it's good in a way, but if I were to stick to either or, I'd probably say, I don't even know what I'd say, man. Cause it's good in a way, but then it's bad because it just, I want to keep it underground.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wanted to keep it.
Yeah,
like,
we're selfish.
Yeah. I want, if you're going to break somebody's neck and then they know what's up and you know what's up, but then the next guy that just comes
along. Oh, you mean with shoes? I was like, well, you're going to break somebody's neck.
I'm talking about with sneakers and stuff like that, right? But yeah, it's, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It was like Disney, bro.
Yeah.
When we saw that dude with the, that was like the first time. That was probably our last day.
It was Magic Kingdom, it was Saturday.
That was our last Disney.
Last Disney day.
That was the first time all three of us were like, yo, peep that guy's sneakers.
Sick, yeah.
Every other time we just, nothing was over, like, nothing, aside from what we were wearing, like what we ourselves were wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't give a fuck. Like, oh, cool, Yeezys. They're basic ass motherfuckers. Like,
yeah, a lot of Yeezys.
No, I'm just joking. If you like Yeezys, do your thing. Like, they're cool. But it's just like, it was like that back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's a really good analogy.
Yeah. Like you would hit up the bus terminal. Cause that's what we did. Yeah.
Who takes the bus, right?
At square
just
one.
Just kidding. I was taking the bus until 8 days ago.
Yeah. And then you would see the dudes like posted up, and it's just like, some of them will have random GR stuff, and then you'll have that one dude in the clique that has like the sneakers. And he was the one that no one else would understand. He was the one that had all the dope shit, but no one cared about. And then now it's just like everyone's trying to care about everything. So,
bro, you're gonna make me cry, bro. This is a beautiful, like, it's making me like literally, because I feel like that was all of us.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, that was us. Like, you had the friends who were like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why does he, back then, 10 years ago, it was like, why does this guy have 30 pairs of shoes?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
No, like, my homies got it because everyone played ball, right? But it was like, oh, yo, this guy got a lot of Jordans for what?
Yeah.
This guy's wasting his money.
For what?
Go out drinking, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah.
You want
so
some
it's just
kush?
Like,
push.
Yeah.
Weed.
So I was like, I don't know, man. That's what it was. Like, that's how I felt. Like, it kind of brought back that feeling when we were at Disney and we saw that dude.
Yeah, because sorry, I don't want to cut you off.
No, do your thing.
If you were to flip it around, same moment, we're out at breakfast and we're in Toronto getting breakfast. We're all wearing the same shoes. We see those guys wearing the same shoes. I don't even bat an eye. In fact, I probably think the opposite, like, losers. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's because it's weird because they're wearing the same shoes as you. And the other guy's wearing Travis Ford. Like, it's good shoes. I own both those shoes.
Yeah.
But for some reason, if it's here and it's saturated, it's like, man, like, they probably don't know anything.
Well, Travis Ford is here. I'd be like,
yeah, whatever. And then you see it at Disney and you're like, you made sure to pack it in your suitcase, fly wherever you flew from, put together a dope outfit, and then we happen to be in the same place.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's, yeah. It's just I don't know why that is, but you're right. It did bring that feeling because we all looked at each other. We're like, yo, we were like poking each other, like, yo, look.
Yo, peep that guy right there.
But here,
we're
not even moving our heads for that stuff. Not to say they're not good shoes.
I don't know. If it's a crisp pair at most, so I might say something. Like,
I wore them today and Alvin said nothing, so that's a lie.
I saw them.
Yeah, exactly. You saw them.
Hold on, but I knew it was one of you guys, so what am I going to say? If it was
so
a rat,
you should be nicer to us.
Fuck you guys. You guys are my brothers. I don't have to be nice for nothing.
That's fact.
Siblings aren't nice to each other. Fuck that shit.
That's a true story.
No, but because it's one of you guys, it's like, I'm not surprised. Like,
yeah.
You're my dudes. Like, I know what you guys have.
And even here, like, you walk in Toronto, you're like, whatever. Like, he'd lined up at Exclusity or whatever. Mm. Like, it's like, it doesn't feel special. And it's because it's everywhere. Mm. And I guess that's because it's so mainstream. Like, I guess to draw it back to the topic, it's mainstream. It's in the media. It's everywhere. It's everywhere you look now. Mm. And when you're in Disney, it was nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Like, literally, because there used to be the boutique, the sneaker boutique in Disney Springs Trophy Room, which isn't even there anymore. That was, like, the one place that anytime I would go and I would walk in, they would be like, hey, cool shoes, man. And they'd be wearing cool stuff. And you'd see other people. Like, it would be, like, a central place where other people who liked shoes would be. Mm. But now there's nowhere. You don't have that. So yeah, it was super cool to see it at Disney, and that was a really good analogy. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like right now mainstream, like everyone said, it's gonna burst.
Is
eventually.
It? Is it?
I mean, everything bursts.
That's a whole. But we could do a whole season on is it gonna burst?
Who knows when, man? It's just, I don't know. Mainstream could be good or bad. Like it gives people an insight into what we do. It gives them an insight into why we're so passionate about it. It's just, they'll either go one of two ways. They'll either get it and be like, that's not me, or they'll get it and they'll research, they'll learn, they'll try to get into it. Mm. Either way you go, it's I don't care. Right? But it's like, it's the saturation that sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
That's it.
It does suck seeing it everywhere you look.
Yeah.
In that sense, you're right. Because it used to feel special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it used to feel like you were unique.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get like sob sad, but it used to feel like, it was like a cool niche, little cool little hobby that was like super low key. And now it's like, oh, you like shoes too? My brother's cousin likes shoes. Maybe you know him. Like,
probably. Like,
yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. And you're probably a waste man. Like, whatever.
No, but like, if you think about it though, like, the passionate guys are the ones that rock their shit on a regular basis,
and they keep their stuff. That's important. Important to
and
me.
Like the other people, not that I'm trying to make it a negative connotation, it's just like they don't really rock their shit. So like even today, like if I see someone rocking like some dope Air Maxes, I'll still say what up and be like, yo, those are dope.
He didn't say what up to me
just because you're so salty today. Some fucking haterade. But it's just, it's, I don't know, man. Like, people don't rock their shit. They'll only rock it at an expo.
Yeah.
Or in a lineup.
That's the time you don't wear nice stuff.
You gotta be comfortable.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I feel like you could still have that feeling. It's just, it's not as often as previous.
I know what you mean. That's I like that.
Yeah.
So I think we all decided it's neither good nor bad.
Yeah, we just don't
get it. A thing.
We're going to keep doing us. We're going to keep doing it for the
culture.
At the
end of the day, it helps us.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, for sure.
Sneakers getting big makes us get bigger. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to complain.
My only hope is, like, we somehow get into, like, that market where people just don't know what the fuck they're doing. And
they learn through us.
Yeah.
Like people are learning through StockX or they're learning through whatever.
That's it.
And they learn through Canada Got Soul.
Yeah.
I agree. Learn through us. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we actually use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. That is facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is canadagotsoul.ca. If you have any suggestions or questions for any of our segments like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the fire round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Don't forget to use hashtag canadagotsoul on Instagram for a feature. I think we're approaching like at least 130K now, if not more. Like that's,
I think we're at.
That's a lot, man.
Wow. We're at 127.
It all started with a hashtag.
That's all it
is. Just like I think Walt Disney's, it all started with a mouse. It all started with a hashtag. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 77 episodes. episodes, and please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are out. Bye. That was good.
That was good.
I liked it.
How long was that?
An hour and a bit.
Perfect.
Yeah.